You finally got me back over here to do a podcast.
Dude, it's about time.
Don't say it like that.
Say it like what? What am I saying it like?
Like it's been years.
No, it hasn't been years, but I will say, and this isn't like on you or anything, but this is the longest we've gone without like recording something and putting it out. So
that's when you put it out.
Dude, the last podcast we put out was the one with me, you, and Steph. Oh. And that was, we recorded that like before New Year's. I think it was before Christmas. It was like a day or, it was sure. 2 days.
It wasn't in January?
I'm positive because it was before New Year's. We were figuring out our New Year's plans It was like 2 days before Christmas and we called Sermine. He was home. He was home for the holidays.
Yeah, you're right.
We should start. We should just talk. We should just go into it now.
Okay.
But yeah, it's been a really long time. I texted Matt to see what he was up to. He's leaving for we got a cat. Rascal has just emerged into the loft.
He's looking around.
And he's like, wow, there's another person here. What the fuck? Because he'd usually be sitting like next to me. He might come up. But yeah, Matt's going to AC today. Fuck you, Matt. No, I wish he was here, though. First off, I guess this is another bonus episode. It's just me and you.
Yeah.
It's me. What's up? I'm Steve. I'm here with Kenny.
Hello,
you know
everybody.
Kenny. Kenny has an intro. I'm gonna play it real quick.
He's the leader of the Bussy Battalion. It's really? Kenny.
The Bussy Battalion, dude. Yeah, we're here. Today is a Thursday. It's the end of March. It's gonna be April next week. Jesus Christ. I didn't know that. I didn't realize that until yesterday. I was like, wow, it's March 27th.
First of all, I've been getting all my months mixed up anyway. Cause for some reason, I thought we was in May already.
May?
Yeah.
Damn. If it was in May, it'd be like, we'd be on the cusp of boating season. Like, Matt's jet ski would probably be in the water by now if it was May. Also, Rascal has jumped up on the futon with us and is getting pets. He is vibing. Hang on. We got to get Rascal on the mic, but I don't... The other cat, Sparkle, I can make her meow a lot easier than Rascal. Rascal, I don't really know how... Here, I'm about to get him on the mic. Rascal, say something. Say something.
He's acting like Beyonce. You gotta pay him.
I'm like shaking him around and doing stuff. I feel like he. Okay. All that did was make him not want to hang out with us. Fuck.
No, with you. You started that.
Yeah, you're right. I did.
He was cool right here.
Yeah, he doesn't meow a lot unless he thinks he's getting fed. If Sparkle comes up, we'll try and get her on mic, and I bet I could get her on mic.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because when I came in, she was already meowing.
Yeah. Uh huh. What were we talking about?
Oh,
it's like not May.
That's it's not May.
But it's almost April, and that's kind of crazy to me.
I think I was more like, because I haven't been drinking for a while, like it's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I was more aware of my days drunk than I am sober.
Really?
That is wild, yeah.
When did you stop drinking?
I want to say a month and a half ago. Oh, let me tell you, I'm going to tell you the story of what happened. I was hanging out with one of my friends at their house, and it was game night, and... And they got a boyfriend and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, I brought them like whatever, like this big basket. They loved it, whatever like that. We start playing game night. And then, of course, I think I know exactly why I started drinking more. We start playing Uno. And you know me and Uno. Everybody be shook about playing Uno with me because they get anxiety.
So why? Because you get mad?
No. It's a serious game when it comes to Uno. And then like we got...
Is it?
Yeah. Then we have the Uno cards and they have them too where there's a house rule on the card.
Oh, right. Yes.
So it makes things a lot more interesting. So we was getting serious. I said, no, you didn't say Uno. You got to say Uno. And then he was like, no, you got to say Uno out. So we was just doing it. So we was drinking. But I was like, let me slow down drinking because I got drunk way too fast to where him and his man had to tuck me in. And I was like, that is embarrassing that y'all tucked me in like a little kid.
Ah, shit.
I'm like, oh my God, I got tucked in. That's embarrassing.
You didn't throw up though, did you?
No, I didn't throw up. I'll never throw up.
I've seen you throw up at least once.
You saw me throw up?
At the boat. That wasn't because of drinking.
That was because of drinking.
I know.
That's a whole different situation.
I'm just saying, okay, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was because of the drinking, though. That's because I fell in the water and all of it hit my mouth, and I was like, oh, this is disgusting.
Oh, that's what happened?
Yeah, all the
I
water
didn't know
hit
that.
Was in my mouth. And
like from the bay, you
mean? Yeah.
Yeah, it's just gross.
I started throwing it up because I'm like, and I swallowed some of it, so I felt just like, wow.
Oh, I got an email. Yeah, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I did not know that until just now.
And then Charity made me think about it more. Like, she said, ew, you saw all that? Like, she started talking about it. So that's what made me really want to throw up. I said, I got to go throw up because this is, that's nasty.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that is pretty nasty. Mm-hmm. And also, every time you, like, go home, you need to wash your bathing suit immediately.
Oh, yeah, no, I wash it.
You can't, if you put it in the hamper, it'll stink after, like, a day.
Oh, yeah, it's wet clothes. Ew.
But, like, wet clothes from, like, the gross bay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, like, disgusting, but, like, it's, you know, it's not, like, a biohazard. But
No.
There's
no,
just,
no.
like...
But, you know, I'm going to say this. Just think about it. You're dealing with two bitches, me and Charity, who are always bougie and all this stuff.
But
like,
you try to be bougie, but you're not.
I'm not bougie. I'm ghetto bougie. But, you know, like, and now we're all doing this outside thing. So, like, I'm with the shit.
You're out of your element, though. You never been down there.
It's a different element for me, yeah. So we're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and you didn't even have a bathing suit. You had sweatshorts.
I had sweatshorts on that day.
And you had a vest. I was like, why are you wearing a vest?
So did I have sweatshirts? No, I had my I didn't have sweatshirts.
I think it was like, it wasn't a bathing suit. Maybe it was just basketball shorts. But it wasn't a bathing suit, I know that.
What color was they?
They were black, I'm pretty sure. And your vest was too.
I know my vest was black.
Oh, wait, you know what? Maybe they were
I had swimming trunks, so I had my black swimming trunks.
Maybe they were like dark green or something. I don't know.
Oh, if it was that, then those was sweatshirts, I think. But I could have sworn I had my black swim trunks on.
I don't remember.
And they have the writing on the side, but my vest I did. But
too
the
bad
sweat,
Matt's not here to remember for us.
Yeah, but the vest was. Let me text Charity.
Yeah, we'll get to the. It doesn't matter. It's not that big a deal. But we'll get to the bottom of
you
it.
You know, but I'd like to be
not
right.
Not for the listeners. For the listeners, we will get this detail correct.
I know.
Or how about you text Charity and I'll call Matt and he'll probably answer me before Charity gets back to you.
If I call
and her. I feel like it's worth to give Matt at least one call during this podcast since he's not here.
Yeah. You know what? Now I'm going to call Charity just because.
Okay, hang on.
I was going to text and see who responds first, but she said you calling. It's different. Hello? Ah, she answered.
Because I hung up.
Oh, Charity. When we went on the boat with Steve, mind you, we're recording the podcast, by the way. When we went on the boat with Steve and them, was I wearing sweatshorts or was I wearing my black swim trunks? You was right. She said sweatshorts.
Okay, yeah.
Bye, girl. So sweatshorts.
Yeah, you need to not wear sweatshorts.
Why was
again?
I wearing sweatshorts? I have a whole bunch of. They must have been dirty.
The real question is, why were you wearing?
I know
a vest?
Why.
Why?
Oh well, I was. It was supposed to go with my outfit. And it was the same.
Don't wear a vest down the boat.
But it was the same. Mind y'all, listeners. I'm gonna let y'all know. It's not like a heavy vest. It's legit swim. It has the same material as swim shorts. And the back of it is mesh open. So it was supposed to be going with my style.
Okay, yeah.
But I must have thought I put my swim trunks out and not grab them. And that's why I was still wearing them damn sweatshorts. Because I'm like, what the fuck? I have a whole bunch. Unless they was dirty. That could be the only thing.
Next time. You'll remember next time, though. Actually, hold up. I'm going to show you a picture of this new bathing suit I bought. And I want your honest opinion on it.
You know, yeah, I'm going to say it. Oh, okay. I want to bring something up after this.
No, go ahead now. I'm lying to search.
So everybody, Steve is going to get a grown-up haircut next week.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we can talk about
it. He is not going to cut his own hair. I'm going to take him to my barber. He's going to a Dominican barber, too, so y'all know.
I'm going to glow the fuck up, and I've been telling everyone, I'm going to start acting brand new in front of all you motherfuckers.
He told everybody that, and I'm like, you ain't going to act no brand new.
No, I won't.
Oh, but then I said, who was I talking to? I was talking to my friend. Oh, I like those.
You like those?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I just pulled up a picture. Okay, anyways, go on.
I was talking to my friend when I sent him the picture of like the different styles.
And okay, yeah, right.
And at last minute before I sent it, I was like, wait, let me ask somebody else outside of this. And I said, these are the pictures. He said, yeah, and I said, pick one. That's why I sent you the first one, because that was a choice that we chose.
Okay.
But the other one, I said, these are the other options, and the other ones was good, too.
Yeah, the first one I don't think would look right on me personally. Not that it's a bad one, but just like,
your beard not as long as that anyway. So.
Right. The facial hair I wouldn't do. I'm like, I didn't like the facial hair on that one. Yeah. We're not going to do that. But the third one, the hair and facial hair look pretty like, all right. Yeah. Maybe like a little less of a fade, so it's like a little longer. I don't know.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Why?
You want to keep your hair on the side.
No,
so
I don't. I don't. Honestly, I don't know what I'm doing, so you're right. I'll just go with the shit. I can't wait to look like a normal human being for once in my life. That'll be crazy.
You at least like it looked like you were out here single in 2024 and not single in 2005. I gave you a year.
Yeah, I know. You're generous.
You're welcome. So that'll be different.
Yeah, that'll be cool. And you know what's actually funny about that is literally earlier today I was thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I paused my online dating things and I'm going to resume it when I have a picture with my new haircut.
Yes.
And I'll be like, this is what I look like now.
This is the updated picture.
Yeah. And I'll leave some of the old ones, whatever. But
oh, yeah. Then we got to test that hair out.
Yeah. And then we'll see what happens.
Get you dressed up in a nice little outfit to go with the hair and then put you out on the streets. I'm going to sell you for $1.
Also, I mean, hey, you can sell me.
I'm going to get some free drinks.
Yeah, I need to approve of whoever you sell me to, though.
Let me tell y'all real quick. One thing I will do with all my friends, and this is go with my guys, friends, and my girlfriends. I will sit there and sell you for free drinks. Like, y'all, like, all right.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, all right, go get us a drink. He looking at you or she looking at you. Go talk to them. Because I know I can do it.
Yeah, it's a pretty good move, I guess.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, no, you love to wingman people, and I appreciate that about you, and I think it's also funny because I laugh every time you... Sometimes you make it really stupid obvious, and I'm like, why would you even say some shit like that?
I will do it stupidly obvious with a certain person I'm wingmaning you to, because I can tell already they'll be funny. They'll laugh about it. Like, ooh. Like, if it's somebody that I know, like, I'm like, all right, no, I got to play a different way. Like, I know how to at least... analyze people enough to know where their limits are at about joking jokes or not.
Yeah.
Some people I do it to make it stinking obvious because sometimes people like people to be direct and honest.
Sure, yeah.
And then there's some people just like that can see without the help.
Yeah, but some of them, they like to play the game a little bit there. Like they want that dumb shit.
Well, yeah, those are the ones that don't make it stupid obvious.
Yeah, right. Also,
like you that one of those people that it has to be obvious.
Cause yeah, it has to.
You are very like... If I had one of my girlfriends and I brought her over to you, I would make it stupid. Like, kind of like, I was like, hey, my friend, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, like, how are you? What's your name? That's different. Otherwise, I will, if it's somebody else that is not, like, you know, that doesn't need that help, I still bring them over and stuff like that. But I'll act like we're about to get a drink and start talking to them for her. And we'll all just interact.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I wish Charity was here so she can shine in on my wingman, because that girl, I sold her.
I know you have. We've talked about her. It, I think. Not on the podcast, yeah. But I remember like us talking about
it. It was one night at it used to be called Firestone, but now it's Docklands took it over on the riverfront. We went there one night. I was tossing her around like candy. I was like, our girl over here. We got a whole bunch of suitors for you.
Damn, was she hype about it?
Yeah,
she
was hype.
It?
Okay. We had a ball that night.
You're going to make like all the dudes like... fight each other over her or something stupid. Mm-hmm. Something stupid is going to happen.
Yeah, I think the good thing about living in this, like, 2024 now, I'm going to say that people are a little bit more, like, transparent and open about, like, their attentions right off the back, which is good before,
okay,
you know, and so a lot of people don't get jealous about that. You're out.
I don't know.
You just met somebody.
Yeah.
All right, I like that. We play in the field. Just now. Ooh, I can tell that. Hitting you, your eyes start just getting just a tad low. Yeah,
fuck you.
I was like, yep, I'm waiting for mine to hit.
It hasn't hit yet.
Mine's gonna hit as soon as I stand up.
Do some jumping jacks or something.
Da da da. It's gonna hit. So I got a low tolerance, everybody. So I take like a nibble of mine and it hits me good. Steve can take three of these motherfuckers.
No, I cannot. No, I've taken. It doesn't matter how much. I mean, it's not that high.
Oh, but jeez. Yeah, and I almost forgot that one time we did them together. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did I talk about that last time on the podcast?
I don't think last time, but maybe we talked about it before, I think.
Oh, about me almost having taken another one.
You could say it again, though.
No.
I mean, that's pretty much it. You pretty much just said it.
I was so high.
He took one, and it was about to take a second, and I was like, Kenny, you already took one.
And I was like, oh my God.
He was like, no, I didn't. Are you sure? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure.
I was like, oh, damn, glad you stopped me, because I was still high for it. And this is my first time taking
it. I should have let you taking it, too.
This was my first time taking a whole one. I forgot that easily. I'm glad you stopped me, because I was still high the next day. I was like, I'm still high.
Yeah, I didn't think it would last that long for you. I'm going to edit most of this out.
I know.
Anyways, we're going to go back to what we can actually say.
Yeah.
Rascal was just back up on the couch a few minutes ago. I was trying to get him to like make noises on the mic again.
I pissed him off again,
and he jumped off. But Sparkle has come up to the loft. She's not on the couch with us. Maybe I'll get Rascal. Rascal, can you come here? Can you jump up?
I think he's still mad that you tried to get him to talk on the mic.
Hey. Hang on. I'm going to get this fucker. All right. I grabbed him. Oh, fuck. Where are you going? Don't worry. Rascal is captured. I have him. Say something.
Ooh, I heard it.
No, I just like ran the mic into his nose by accident. That's what that was.
Oh.
Hold on. I'm going to see if I can make him purr, and then I'll put the mic up to his side. You hear that?
A little bit.
You don't hear that? It's like a light rumbling?
I hear it. That's what I said, a little bit.
You can hear
that. Yeah, there we go.
You can hear that, kind of.
There,
maybe if I turned up the headphone volume.
Yeah.
All right, Rascal Purrs officially recorded on the pod. Took long enough.
I have a question.
Okay.
This is about the world of dating and relationships. This is... Okay, so, all right, everybody. I need y'all to pay attention to the details of this and just don't jump to conclusion.
Okay. You asking me or the listeners?
I'm asking you, but of course, if people going to shine, you know, people going to shine in. Oh, he's licking me. Hey.
Oh, we got to pat him. Give him some pat. Yes. Rascal's licking Kenny. He's hype.
Okay. So,
yeah, go ahead.
Somebody was interested, well, is interested in me. We're not dating or anything like that. Told him I'm not ready for a relationship or nothing like that. But it's okay for us to talk just in case it happens.
Okay.
This person is really sweet. He has bought me stuff. He has bought me a tracksuit. He has bought me and Charity. I say Charity because she want to use it too. She uses it too. A little fridge for my desk at work.
Oh, and he bought you that thing?
Yeah, and edible arrangements and stuff like that, right? Okay, he's cool.
Oh, I remember the edible arrangements too. Yeah. Okay.
And I think I told you about this person off the record, but
I don't think you did.
No, okay. Well, you got to learn it now. Okay. So they also, like, we hung out several times and stuff. Mind you, everybody, he is I guess not now. He's not straight now, but when I met him, he was a straight guy. And of course, he was interested in, you know, getting to know me more and stuff like that. And sometimes it happens. Like, it doesn't mean, it just happens where you were interested in that one person.
I think you have told me about this person, by the way, now that you say it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know I told him. But he's cool. So we've been talking, blah, blah, blah. And I never want to be, and after the way he talks, it's not like he just want to just try it, and maybe that. No, he actually wants something more. And I hate being somebody's first. For it to be something more, like a relationship. Now, if y'all want to fuck, that's different. Anyway, so, but we're cool on that level. So we hung out, and he brought two of his friends with him. And mind you, y'all, I'm going to keep saying this, we're not in a relationship or anything like that. We're just hanging out just to get to know each other.
Had you met his friends before?
No, this is the first time.
Okay.
So, of course, he obviously told his friends about himself and me. But one of his friends, we was in the car, we was rocking. One of his friends kept asking questions, you know, like, gay questions. I'm like, all right.
So you think he was, like, kind of bi or a little gay too, maybe?
Oh, I didn't get to the T yet.
Okay.
Okay, so, he's cool. He was asking a lot of questions. I look over at the person.
Okay, I'll let that out.
Leave that out.
Yeah.
At the person, I'm like, yo, you're not going to... To me, when he's asking a lot of questions, like, you're not going to talk...
Like, you think his boy was flirting with you kind of in front of him?
Yeah, by asking a lot of the questions or, you know, getting to know me or pride, just wondering. Okay. I'm like, and to where he didn't say nothing, but his other friend in the back was like, bro, you asking a lot of questions, like...
Yeah, right.
Like, and he looked at him like, you asking him a lot of questions. You don't ask nobody all this. And, and I'm like, I said, yeah, you asking a lot. And I'm looking at him like, you didn't catch that? Oh shit, bleep it out again.
All right, third time you say it, I'm not bleeping.
Okay, no. I asked him, like, I'm like in my head, like, you ain't gonna say nothing, you ain't like clock that. I said, okay, that's cool, that's fine. Which is okay because, like I said, we're not like really talking in the sense of right now because we're getting to know each other and he knows I don't want a relationship or anything.
Right.
But you have always kept on making it like known that you like me and stuff like that. And we hung out. He stayed the night and stuff like that before too. All right, so we're having a good time. We're all hanging out. We're chilling. We're cool. Homeboy asked me for my number. Adam was like...
His friend that was asking all the questions asked you for his number?
For my number, yeah.
Okay.
And
you wanted to follow up and ask you some more questions.
So I looked at the person. I was like, yo, is it okay for me getting? He was like, yeah, y'all can exchange information. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
I was like, all right.
Okay.
If you say so, because I'm trying to be, I'm innocent in this. I'm just like, okay. Although I'm peeping something. Like, I'm peeping something.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
But regardless, it wasn't, to me, at the end of the day, we did also have fun. All of us had fun. So it was, to me, it was like, okay, he's a good person. So throughout whatever, random texts, whatever like that, then like, then recently, maybe a couple weeks ago, they asked to hang out.
With both of them?
No, me, by myself.
Oh, so you're saying the dude who you gave your number to asked you to hang out.
Yeah, which is that person's friend.
Yeah, you're like, you're kind of guy's mm-hmm. friend, yeah.
So he was like, hey, I'm in your area, like, if you want to hang out, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's late.
He knows your area, for one. Because
we had a conversation. Yeah. We always talk about, like, conversations. I'm like, yeah, I live near this, whatever, like that.
He would remember that shit, too.
Exactly. So I reached out to the other person, like, yo, your friend asked to hang out. Like, I don't know if he told you. No. He said, oh, yeah, that's cool, blah, blah. In my head, I'm like, I'm not really asking for permission in a sense because we're not talking or dating anything like that. But I'm doing it as a respectful because I'm like, regardless if me and him was talking, that's your friend,
right.
Not mine.
Right.
I know I'm iffy about like my friends hanging out without me.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do is at least like, make it known.
I'm like,
because if you didn't make it known and they found out like mm-hmm. another way, it'd be so much shittier. Ooh,
I just got high. Yeah, my edible just hit me. Go ahead.
No, I was, I would do the same shit. Like, I would do the same thing if I was in a weird situation.
Like, I'm like, ooh, let me tell this person I'd be hanging out.
Yeah.
But in my head, when I told him that or whatever, he was like, yeah, that's fine. Then I was like, after a while, after I said that, I was like, I wonder if I don't think he realized that this person is coming over my house to hang out. Not we meeting at a bar, because maybe he thought we was going to meet at the bar or something. No, he's coming over my house to hang out. So he gets there. I'm not going to lie. He must knew that he came looking nice. I was like, damn. Okay. I was like, what's going on, Kenny? I had to sit there and pause for a second. I was like, all right. So anyway, so they came in and stuff like that. And of course, he complimented my place and stuff like that. And we started,
fire?
Huh?
Did you have a fire?
Yeah, I had to go.
Ah, see, that's on you, though.
No.
He probably saw that and was like, this dude's trying to make it horny.
No.
I know. Right?
I do it during the wintertime. I try to utilize everything in my house. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the fireplace is a horny move, and you just got to know that
going
into it. I put
it on even by myself.
He doesn't know that.
Well, so... So we're hanging.
What's it called?
Trying to analyze the situation.
No, I'm gaslighting you.
Don't gaslight me, ass. So we go upstairs to my loft and we're playing the game and stuff like that. And he's starting to ask me. He's still going back to the questions and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I look at him. I'm like, dude, are you trying to fuck or something? Because I'm very straightforward. I'm like, he's like, why you say that? I said, because you've been asking me a lot of gay questions.
Like what? Like, what was he asking?
Like, oh, he was asking about, like, hey, how do y'all do this? Like, things, like, how do y'all do that? Do y'all do this? Like, what's it like? Like, do you feel like you tried this first? Like, questions that people would, that I'm like, well, are you thinking you're, like, I get if he is thinking about, like, those questions because his friend practically just came out to you. That he likes guys because of me.
Yeah, but he didn't want to ask his friend, I guess.
But that's
or maybe because his friend doesn't know yet.
Well, that could be. I never thought about it that way. Never thought about it. I'm assuming like, yo, do you not feel comfortable enough to talk to your friend? Like, he's right there. You could have asked him.
Yeah.
But you're right. I didn't think about that because in a sense, it would have been I'm the first person he's interested in.
And you said you never had sex with him yet?
Mm-mm.
Never done anything with him?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, no, don't you hold pause. I have done things.
Okay.
But if you're talking about like penetration, no.
I wasn't gonna get into specifics.
I take it slow with people like that because you're just now trying to learn. And I'm gonna take it real slow because I don't want you to think the first thing you do is should put it in me. No. We gotta take it slow. So he's asking those questions.
Okay, so what happened?
And I'm like, I said that. Like, he said, I mean, I wasn't trying to say it like that. I said, oh, okay, because it started to feel like that. He said, I wouldn't mind it. I said, I figured that because you're asking all those questions.
Uh-huh.
I said, why didn't you just say that instead of being weird?
Okay.
Like asking all these questions or something like that. He's like, oh, I just felt like that was a better way of doing it. I said, I don't like weird shit like that. Because to me, it's like, I'm a straight shooter. Like, if you like me, you like me. I get it. I can tell you, like, whatever, because, like, I said, did you tell, you know, your friend about this? He's like, no, I said, I can tell. Well, I told him that we was hanging out. He said it was cool. I said, okay. He said, okay, and stuff like that. I said, yeah, so I was being straightforward with it.
You just said his name again, by the way.
I know, that's what I said. I know. You better delete it.
I'll bleep it. But fuck you for making me do shit. After
I know. Sorry. So his so we were like sitting there and we were talking. We started laughing and everything like that, and it was getting deep. It was getting real deep. I said, okay. I'm like, oof. In my head, I was like, I said, I'm starting to like this man actually.
Okay.
So, then he did stay the night, but he slept on the couch or whatever like that. He's like, I can't sleep in your bed. I was like, no. I said, you ain't gonna get me caught up on anything right now. Like,
Damn, I'm surprised you said no.
Nope, you ain't gonna get me caught up until I figure out this other stuff. Like, so my thing is this: we're not dating. Me and his friend is not dating. Of course, he showed interest. We didn't go that far.
You're not dating either one of them.
Neither one of them.
Right.
Now, is it wrong for me to, like, for that predicament to happen? Was it wrong for him to come over? Do you think I was in the wrong? Do you think, I mean, I know it looks sketchy, but for saying, yeah, because I'm cool with everybody. But
is this
also
some drama that's currently happening?
No, not yet. So, well, I'm going to tell you what's now, I'm going to tell you that what's going to make me think it's drama later.
Okay.
After you answer the question.
Okay.
How do you feel about it? Like, what do you think?
Are you, in the sense that, like, how do I feel, like, the first guy should feel and like,
yes,
his response should be like his appropriate response.
Or you on the outside looking in, do you think it's like, ooh, who, damn, that was wrong. You shouldn't have did that.
I mean, maybe having him over, I could see it from one side. Like, well,
mind
first
you,
off,
we're, but we're not dating, so think that like that too.
The first thing I'll say is that, you know what I would do? Like, I know you told the dude, the first guy, you told him that he was coming over before he came over.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I would have done on top of that is I would have invited that guy too, not have told his friend that, you know,
you invite
that, that,
him,
you know, yeah, that he would, and yeah, then he would have showed up and then it would have looked, I don't want to say more innocent, but it would have like gone over well, at least with the first guy, be mm-hmm, like, oh, at least he's not fucking
my friend.
I could have
did
friend
that, or why didn't I do that actually? I don't know. I think it was because it was late and he lives in Wilmington.
Well,
And that person was already near me. So
even if he couldn't have came, you should have at least extended the invite just to like make
right
sure.
Okay, all right, good point.
But that's like just like to play it super safe. But you told him initially.
I mean, I know it could look sketchy if I'm dating you, like I'm in a relationship with
it
you.
It looks sketchier on his friend than it does on you.
Okay,
because he's the right one that like wants to fuck, but like I don't. Do you think he told his? It's hard to like say these people without saying their names. I'm trying to like think of how to say it.
It's fine. You can say
do
the
you
guy
think this the first guy, his friend, it looks shittier on him than it does on you. But I'm not saying it looks like shitty on you because you told
mm-hmm
you told the guy. I don't think it's, I don't know. I know that's like a super neutral answer, but I can see how, I don't know, maybe his fucking feelings changed and he's like, yeah, I told him it was okay, but actually I'm like a little bothered by it, you
yeah
know?
This is also why I didn't like try any moves with like having sex with him.
Yeah,
or anything like
you're
that
right. You're right.
That was
you're
like,
right.
Then I know like, okay, well, I haven't resolved that too
yeah
much.
Yeah, it would be shitty. I feel like maybe you would feel more guilty if you did actually fuck him or like do anything with him.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't.
Hey, don't get me wrong.
But again, the first guy doesn't know that, or mm-hmm maybe you could tell him whatever, but he might not believe you. I don't
yeah
know.
No, I'm not. I mean,
I'm just throwing out possibilities.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna tell him that those details because let's be real.
Okay, what if he listens to this podcast? What are the million percent chance he hears this somehow?
It's out there now.
Okay.
I think. I mean, I feel like he would definitely know it's him because of the comment of me saying, "Hey, your friend." That's the
do
only person.
Do you want me to like edit that out?
Nah, it's okay. I don't care. I'll make my truth.
All right, fuck. yeah, we're not saying names, I guess.
I mean, yeah, okay, I can get that. I understand that. I should have invited him at least extended or whatever like that. Like, and don't get me wrong, like, he didn't have to say it, but I know he wanted to fuck.
Yes, right.
Like, I can tell.
Right.
Okay, so this is where it gets... Wait, is that your full opinion for that?
I guess, yeah.
Okay, so when I say a kid's kind of like whatever, so the other day... he just texted me out of nowhere saying, hey, did...
Wait, which one of them did? The first guy?
Nope, second guy.
Okay.
Texted me saying, hey, did the first guy buy you stuff? I was like, ooh. I was like, wait a minute. I said, hold on. I said, why? He trying to take me to court? I said, because it was gifts. I was like, because that was a weird question to come out of nowhere. I'm like, why are you asking? I felt weird.
Yeah.
He said, oh, no, he told me and blah, blah. I just wanted to know, like, you know, what, like, how the things that he bought you and stuff like that, did you enjoy him, blah, blah, whatever. I said... Yeah, why? He said, oh, I was just wondering, you'll see. I'm like, I'll see.
Did he send you some crazy shit?
I don't know yet. I'll see.
Oh, you don't even know?
I text him saying, why? Why? Question mark. Why? I'm getting scared. What, you about to send me a bomb? Like, but I'm assuming that
he's about to knock on my front door right now.
No.
He knows your location.
He right better now. Not know my location. What, you put an air tag on my car? I was just like, okay, I'm like, ooh, either he about to do some sabotage some shit or he about to try to one up this boy. Now that's where I feel like it starts to get weird, because you're asking questions like that to me, where I feel like now you're making it seem like you're in a competition with somebody, okay, and that's your friend. And that's why I start getting weird and I kind of backed off, because I'm like, oh, let me back off, because now like you're making it weird by doing any of that.
Yeah.
Like, you asked me about that person.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. Like, worry about yourself, dude. Like, worry about what you with yourself and what you think you should do if you're interested in somebody. Not, oh, let me one up my friend, or like, let me get something too, because you like, I'm like, that doesn't mean, just because he got me something doesn't mean I feel like that's my love language. Like, I might say thank you and I like it, but that doesn't mean it's woo me to be like, I'm in love.
Yeah,
like,
that's not my love language either. Fuck gifts. I'm so good without gifts.
Yeah, like, shit.
But like, I'll buy gifts, sure. But like, I don't need gifts, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, me neither. That's why I'm like, okay, he got me something. That's nice. But that might, some people actually treat people how they want to be treated, like they say, which is their own love language. Like, if you're buying me a gift, that means that's your love language, and I should be doing it for you because that's what you like.
Yeah, I guess there's some truth to that.
Yeah. So, and that's why people argue so
much. So this dude is. You think he's sending you something and you don't know what it is. It's a crazy cliffhanger to end on. We'll just have to wait and see.
I was like, well, next time on...
on Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, so I was like, ugh. And now that I'm drunk...
Yeah.
I feel like now that I'm thinking about that whole situation, I really do feel like that kind of like turned me off a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that turned me off that you feel like you got to do that, like, because somebody else did that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
And he seemed like a great person, too, to tell you the truth.
The second
like,
guy?
Yeah, I was like, when I saw that, I was like, ooh, I said, and mind you, the first guy is not ugly. But you know how they always say, like, damn, I'm with the ugly friend. After you get with somebody, and then you see all the rest of the friends, it's like a meme thing. But I'm with the ugly one in the group.
What if the moral of the story is they made you into a meme?
Yeah.
You're like, do I deserve this? Do you think you deserve being made into a meme?
But that person.
Wait, so the second guy is, you think, better looking than the first guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's all of my opinion and what I think is attractive, though.
But you got to think about, he might be a shitty friend for trying to, like,
I know,
you know, or maybe the first friend was like, yeah, I don't mind if you hit on him.
Yeah, like,
but you don't know how good the relationship between the first and the second guy are. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, that's another thing. I don't know what they really be talking about. Obviously, using what that first
guy could be pissed right now. You don't even know it.
Yeah. I mean, he still check on me and stuff. Like, he ain't saying nothing to me. But the first, I was going to say, like, I already feel like it's kind of shitty, too, that your first guy is telling you details of us. And I don't know if you told him that you were interested in me, too. But you're taking what you're learning from him and trying to apply it to woo me, because you're like, oh, well, he did it, let me do that. Like, and to me, I feel like that's kind of backstabbish, because you're not giving the first guy the option to not tell you this information because you're interested in the same person. Because now it seemed like you kind of like a snake, because you're using it to get ahead of the game.
Drama alert.
I know.
You got to let us know what happens whenever you, whatever he gives you or whatever it happens.
Yeah.
Next time you come on the pod, don't tell me until you come on the pod next.
You know, next time. I got to try to remember, and if you feel like I'm about to tell you.
Or no, you can just tell me. Stop. You can just tell me. It doesn't matter.
Because I know I'll tell you. I'm like, oh, guess what? Because I'm that person.
I'm trying to get Rascal on the mic one more time. God, okay. He can't hear him. Mm. Oh, well. He's vibing, though.
Oh, he looks so comfortable.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna tell you real quick.
What?
I actually had PTSD whenever somebody get around cats, because my friend, it was my best friend's roommate at the time. He had a cat, and that cat was a bitch.
There,
like,
guy.
When I tell you that cat was a bitch, like, that cat picked and chewed, like, it will terrorize you, scratch you, jump on you. If you try to touch it, it'll attack you. Like, that cat, you would have to walk around on eggshells around that cat. And ever since then, I've been traumatized. Then don't let you accidentally, like, sleep over and wake up, because that cat is on your chest looking at you. And I'm like, if I move, are you going to scratch me? Because you're violating me now. You're on my chest. You're my space.
That happened to you?
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
That's a little funny. It's funny that it would sleep on your chest after, like, hating you all day.
I know.
That's the funny part.
That cat is so bipolar. It just wants you to stand still, at least. It's like, let me use you.
Yeah, cats love to just, like, pounce on shit sometimes.
Mm-mm. That cat is evil. Your cat, but your cats are very nice. That's why I'm saying that.
Oh,
so
thanks.
When I first met your cat, when I first came over your house, I was like, I don't know.
Like, when you first met the cats, you're saying?
Yeah, I was scared to go near them. I said,
really?
Because I was so traumatized by that cat.
Aw.
I know. But they're just sweet.
Yeah, these are good cats. They won't...
She came and greeted me when I first came in the door when I was in your kitchen.
Yeah, Sparkle will greet you. Rascal will, like, come when Sparkle comes. Once Rascal sees Sparkle doing it, then he's like, okay, this is okay for me to do.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on
in... I love these fuckers.
What's going on in your life, actually?
There's some shit that I could tell you, but I would never, ever put it on the podcast. Ever.
I know.
Nothing. Nothing's going
Why
on.
Why did I just try to trap you like that? I'm really trying to trap
you. I don't know.
You
think I'm like too inebriated to like not spill the beans some shit.
I was really trying to get you.
I've been chilling. What have I been doing? I went to Iceland in January. Mm-hmm. I did that. Had a lot of fun. I'm gonna edit this entire part out.
No,
but
never
I'll just,
mind. No,
okay,
they don't right. do it. Wait, what? No, go ahead.
No, I already told you.
Yeah,
I already told you. And it was crazy because I was, it was like 8:30 or 9 p.m. and we were going to bed. Like I was getting no sleep the whole trip. I didn't realize until like a week before that they only get like 5 hours of daylight.
Really?
So it's like not sunny, and I didn't sleep well when I got like an hour of sleep on the way there.
Mm-hmm.
Had to rent two cars, and as soon as we flew in, we had to drive
seven hours.
Why
two cars, though? It's
because the first car we rented didn't have room for all of our shit.
How the hell? Okay.
My mom didn't book a big enough car, which is whatever.
Did your mom have the most stuff?
No. Okay. We all had like an equal amount of stuff, but she just like, whatever, like made a mistake, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Booked a second car, so I. But the only part I'm saying is I didn't realize I would have to drive the whole time, and I was super tired. And point being, we go to bed early. Like I was not sleeping great the whole trip, and we were driving a lot.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was dark a lot of the time, and just like weird on my head.
Mm.
I'm editing all of that out, though.
I will say one thing before you edit this out.
Okay. Whatever, I had a lot of feelings about it.
I know, because you're still bent out of shape right now. You're like,
You know, you learn from mistakes and shit. And I was like, I'm never going to let that happen.
You better not.
I won't.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. Like, my perception of time was just, like, super weird.
I can tell because I can't see you after 4 a.m. even when we hang out here in these places.
I'm trying to think what 4 a.m. What time is that in, like, our time?
Ooh, don't ask me that. I'll start lying because I do not know.
I'm like too jank to think about it.
I think it's
are they?
Later.
Oh, wait, no, hold up. What was Italy? Let's think about this logic.
Ooh,
Italy was 3 hours. Ahead?
Ahead of us.
No,
it was behind
six.
Us. It was ahead. It was 6 hours behind.
No. 6 ahead. It's 6 hours ahead. 5 or 6.
I don't know because I would text people and they're in the when we're in the morning and they were about to go, they were sleeping.
Yes.
So they're behind
So it was
us?
Like 8 a.m. our Italy time, and it was like 2 a.m. real time.
I guess. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm agree with you because you probably
So
are probably
Iceland,
right.
I think, is like 4 hours behind or 4 hours ahead. So really, it was just like midnight our time.
Oh, okay. So that's probably what. So yeah, that makes sense now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you be leaving at 12. You be like, I'm ready. 1, 12.
Yeah. Well... Yeah, I don't want to be out that late, dude. Mm-hmm. I'd never want to be out that late, dude. 4 a.m.? I'm editing, like, so much of that out, though. We have to go back to what we can
right.
actually say.
So.
Where were we even fucking talking about?
We were talking about, I was telling you about
Oh, your fucking drama alert.
Yeah, my drama alert.
Yeah. Then you were like, what's going on with your life? And I was like,
yeah, I
just did that. You know, some things are going on, but I'm not talking about them here.
Oh, yeah, no. I get it.
But
I thought you was going to talk about things that you could talk about. Nothing serious.
I'm just vibing with the cats. You know, that's all
I've been
up to.
When you said that you could get home to feed them, I was like, yeah, you could never. I better not hear no bitch say you don't take care of your kids because you are faithfully always with these cats.
Wait, when was I talking about going home?
No, I asked you what are you doing? You said I'm probably gonna go home, feed the cats, vibe with them, or something like that. And I said that
just hang out with
them.
Yeah,
and I said that through text.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this P. Diddy thing?
Don't ask me that shit.
Why?
Because I don't know. It seems pretty disgusting, but like I don't know like what exactly the allegations are. I think it's insane that it's like, oh, he's fleeing. Like the last thing I heard, it was like he's fleed to this country that's like a non-extradition.
Yeah, but they said they caught him.
So, they did.
Yeah, he's back. He's here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, he's here.
How did they catch him? Well, you know what? I don't know.
When I said about the allegations or whatever like that, you don't have to go in detail, but I just wanted to say, do you feel like he did it? Because I think he did everything that's on there because he's. I always thought he was a weird nigga. I can say that.
I have no idea. I don't like keep up with celebrity bullshit. Remember the last time we talked about this? You were like, you're like the gossip guy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You can't have this conversation with me because I don't.
I gotta just fill you in sometimes. I feel like I filled you in when you was at my desk the other day about it. I feel
we did not ever talk about this before.
Okay. You know what? What the hell do we talk about at my desk? Because you come here and we just talk about
nothing. I just like mess with your desk and you're like.
And I always gotta lock things up.
Yeah. You're like, don't touch my candy canes, my giant ass candy canes on my desk. And I'm like, why?
I want to let y'all know he's not just like, oh, these are nice touching them. He's taking them off. They're giant. He's taking them off where they're hanging at. He's grabbing things off my desk with the candy canes and dragging them while I'm working. Like, I'm like, what are you doing? I said, you're just like a child. So I took my candy canes and hit them from them.
I know where they're at. They're by your feet. And I could get them if I wanted to, but I left them there.
So you thought about grabbing them before. You're like,
no, I just saw them there. And I was like, I should, but I won't.
Let's
and I bought a different shoe from that website.
Let's figure out your style after you get your hair cut.
My style's not going to change.
It might change.
No, I don't think it will.
Shoot.
I mean, yeah, who knows? I hope it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting better. I used to dress like shit, but like I've been getting better the last couple years. You know what? I honestly, like real shit, I have been like, there's some shit that I've been buying that is like kind of expensive, but like it's worth it to invest in like some nice clothing sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like these pants. These pants are kind of fire.
Yeah, they are.
This shirt's whatever, but like these pants I got for like a super cheap discount.
Mm-hmm.
And I have like more colors that like look more normal.
Yeah, no other pants too that you always wear, the different colors.
Yeah, the ones work. I wear to work all the time.
Yeah,
I've been getting better, but like yeah, I used to dress like shit for like a while.
Really?
Like a lot of the way through college I used to dress like shit.
Oh, so you definitely dress like a frat bro.
No, just like stupid, just like t-shirts and like sometimes basketball shorts. Sweatpants and shit.
What they, that's
like, but like dumb looking sweatpants. Like not nice ones like these.
Yeah, yeah. You never heard the saying that that's the man come over outfit, like they're about to fuck. That's the fuck. I'm about to fuck outfit when they go over a t-shirt and basketball shorts. Yeah,
I guess
that's lies. Ask any girl. Oh wait, never mind.
But to my credit, I was kind of fucking. So like,
that's good.
I earned the right to wear that dumbass outfit. But honestly, looking back on it now, I wish I did dress better. Because I probably would have been like, had so much more swag, but whatever. Fuck me.
Did you keep any of your college friends? Like, do you still communicate with any of them?
I'm trying to think of who my college friends are. I keep in touch with a lot of high school friends.
That's what I was scared to say to you.
But like throughout college, I was friends with them. But I'm trying to think of people who I met in college specifically that I still talk to now.
Because I was somebody, and this was on TikTok, saying, like, you either keep your high school friends and not have any college friends that you talk to after, or you got college friends and don't have any high school friends that you talk to after. You don't get both.
Okay,
I was like, I was like, I had to think. I was like, oh, yeah, I do got a lot of my high school friends.
Yeah, I have, like, way more high school friends than I do current college friends.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, like, people I've been friends with, like, recently that like I don't consider college friends, you know what I mean? Because I'm like 30 years old. You know?
Yeah. Because I'm 20. I'm 28.
You fucking wish.
I was so mad when
when
y'all got to see my year when I had to tell man, I was so mad. I was like, ugh.
For the passport?
Yeah.
We should we should pull that up again.
No, we
should fact check that.
No.
Let me see your driver's license.
I don't got it with me. It's in my book bag.
We'll find it. We can go get
it. No, I lost it. Now it's lost.
Ah, shit. Now you're driving without a license. I'm going to tell on you.
You snitching ass bitch. Yeah. I just came from down the street. That's, and they still wouldn't care. I remember I got stopped by the cop. I was like, what the fuck? So he pulled me over. When I tell you, I put my sweet, innocent voice. I said, oh, my God, what happened? He was like, did you know your tags expired? I said, are they? I've been going. I said, I've been going for so long. I'm about to go there. Oh, my God. I was like, damn, I just left the house. I just came from over there. Damn.
Fuck.
But he let me go. He said, get it done. Thank God I was blessed with the cops allowing me to get away with a lot of stuff. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
I got pulled over for the same thing. Mm-hmm. And they luckily let me go, too.
Yeah.
White privilege. Definitely.
That was.
But no, but what was crazy is that, like, I have to renew two tags.
Really? Two?
Yeah.
What's the other one for?
Because it's like, I have like a dumb custom license plate.
Oh.
So when I went to renew it, and they did that, they only renewed one of them for some reason. Hmm. And they fucked up. They're like, you don't have a thing for your plate. And I was like, but I had my actual, like, real plate in my trunk. And I was like, here's my real plate. And they were like, oh, okay, you have this. But, like, the one that's on there now isn't renewed. So someone could have taken my custom plate.
Oh, you
in, like, the
pissed.
Time that...
How long was it?
That was, like, a couple years ago.
No, it's about between you.
Oh, like, when it expired and shit? Like, a couple months, I think. I don't know.
Somebody could have snatched that out. If I was petty and I didn't like you and I knew that, I would have snatched it and then just, like, held it over your head.
I guess I'd be a little pissed, but the fact that somebody has it on their car, I'd be like, all right, bet he's still repping it, though.
I'm like, oh, guess what? You want it. You gotta be nice to me for a couple.
It'd be funny if you got it, but you didn't even put it on your car.
I know. That's the pettiness.
Yeah.
You're not even using it. You just did it to be mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that.
I didn't even get that. Like, it's funny because, like, this one dude got that tag for me. Like, I was never going to get a custom license plate.
That was nice.
But, yeah, but Matt has one, too.
Yeah, both of you guys, yeah.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
I mean, as y'all should.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, back to getting stopped by the cops. That was, like, it was really close. I'm like, dang, I live right here. So, if the cop would have stopped me by the time I got from my house to here...
Yeah, you were, like, right by your house. You were going back home.
Like, I was leaving home, but he don't need to know that.
Yeah, dude, it's funny you say that because I got pulled over, like, in my neighborhood. And I was
in your,
like,
neighborhood?
Yeah. Oh, well, they put their, I was about to turn onto it, and they turned their lights on. So I was like, okay. I pulled in my neighborhood, and they stopped me there. So I was, like, I was home pretty much.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's not like I was going far, you know what I mean? So they were, like, whatever.
Like, what did he stop you for?
My expired shit, same as you.
Or the same thing. Okay,
got it. We should wrap up soon.
Yeah, actually, because I got to pee really bad.
Okay. Any closing thoughts? Thank you for coming on. I'm happy to have something to put out.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me on here. Make sure you bleep out some of those things. I guess my closing thing is, and this is because I've been getting a lot of my friends in their relationships, don't jump into anything too fast. And if you feel like it's moving too fast, push the brakes on it for them. Because some people around here are driving with no brakes and no insurance when it comes to trying to jump into a relationship. So don't move too fast. Some people like to jump into something really fast and the other person is not ready for it. So just be, if you're not ready for it, make sure you say something. Don't wait until you're in something and they got their feelings involved because you just wanted to move at their pace and then now you hurt somebody. Because you was ready.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
I said, because some people are ready to move really fast.
Like, move really fast how?
Like
get married really fast?
Like, we just been talking for, like, a month, and they're already unloading a lot of feelings about doing this, them going out, or anything like that. Or, like, hey, like, should we be monogamous now? And they have barely been talking.
Oh.
Moving fast like that.
Oh, okay.
And want to be in a relationship now? Like, they went on, what, 2 dates? And stuff like that, and they're moving. The one person's moving fast, and the other person is just not. He's just now learning how to push the brakes on something, because he was getting overloaded with it. And he's like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, tell them that you're not ready. What the hell? Don't be afraid to do that, because then now you go. If you don't, y'all gonna jump into something you're not ready for, and that's gonna be more. That's gonna be worse, because you're gonna have to break that person's heart. Sorry, that was a lot.
No, I'm just thinking about what you're saying.
Oh, okay. Tell me if I'm talking too fast.
No, you're cool. I'm just thinking about shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess I never thought of it like that. Yeah. Not that like I feel like I'm doing that or whatever, no, but no, like, yeah.
That was definitely that. Right. I wouldn't have said it right now if it was about you.
You could have, I guess.
I'm joking. I'll just wait to say it behind your back. Go ahead, sorry. But yeah, no, that's I'm my done. Only thing.
So you just put it, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, well, that's my only thing. Don't move. If you're not ready, you're not ready. That's it. Stick to your guns.
All right, and on that note, I guess, on those words of wisdom, Sparkle's here on the... Oh, hold up. We have to end the podcast by getting Sparkle on mic. That's the perfect way.
Oh, yeah.
She's sitting next to me right now. I bet. Hang on, ready? Hang on. Here's a little one. Hey, come here. Hang on.
She said three
she
is
might
enough.
Be done.
Yeah, she said three was enough.
All right, she's done. all right, on that note, thank you for listening. I really hope we can record like more shit more frequently because it's been so long. But this is fun. Thank you for coming over.
Of course.
We should figure out what we're going to eat.
And I got to use the bathroom.
Yeah, okay. We're only going to end now.
Bye-bye.
See you.